Wildcard Wednesday continues. 815 with a very timely request. Dan, do you know why this is a very timely request?
I believe a certain trailer premiered a couple hours ago.
That's part of it. The Guardians of the Galaxy trailer, which the new trailer looks fantastic. The final shot is Kurt Russell. So right there, it's like this is going to be the greatest film ever made because Kurt Russell's in it. But no, that song by Blue Suede, Hooked on a Feeling, is featured in Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, look at that.
You don't say.
Can you believe that? And do you know why that's a coincidinky?
Why?
Because I'm screening Reservoir Dogs.
What?
Tuesday.
Huh?
Yes, Tuesday, March 7th, 25th anniversary of Reservoir Dogs on the big screen. We're at
where?
the Movie Co Theater in Rosemont.
Oh, boy.
Isn't that convenient?
A little bit.
Only $10 to get in. Parking is free. Go to Bogart's restaurant on the second floor. Have some dinner beforehand. 8 o'clock, we all file into the beautiful big premiere theater. I introduce the movie. We watch the great Reservoir Dogs on the big screen. And then we talk about it afterwards and do a Q&A. Tickets are going pretty good, so you might want to get them right now. Fandango.com. Fandango.com for Reservoir Dogs, which that song is featured in. Yeah. A lot of great songs in that movie. It's a great 70s soundtrack to Reservoir Dogs. So we'll see that on the big screen. By the way, in April, we're showing, on April 11th, we are showing Rear Window.
Ooh.
And in May, we haven't picked out the title yet, but we're showing a Bill Paxton movie in honor of the great Bill Paxton.
Oh, nice.
We're not sure yet, but the ones that came to mind for me were Near Dark, A Simple Plan, Aliens, or Trespass. So those are the ones that we're mulling about. Whichever is available in the digital format, we want to be able to show it in the best possible projection and sound and stuff. So if it's not available in that format, we won't show it. So one of those four have to be. I'm assuming Aliens is. So that's in May. June, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. July, Caddyshack. So there you go. For the film club. Are we ready to play a little celebrity name game? Can we do the thing?
It's Nick D Celebrity Name Game. These are their claim to fame. We know it's early, but that's okay. It's gonna be fun, let's start and play.
Yeah. So, we love that theme. That's our theme for the Celebrity Name Game, which is based, it's the board game that we have, which is based on the great Craig Ferguson game show that you can see on Channel 9 every weekday morning at 10. And Esmeralda and I give each other clues and try to guess what the celebrities are on the cards. The first card that we do is all themed.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all of the clues are themed together. And then the second card that we do, no theme whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Could be anything.
Free for all.
Anything at all. In the first round, with the theme, we go 45 seconds. In the second round, no theme, we go 75 seconds. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Dan, you're going to keep track of the score and the time.
I shall indeed.
All right. And who's going to go first?
Ladies first.
Okay. Esmeralda.
Ole! Oh, come on. Mexico people and things.
Wow. Esmeralda Leon. No?
Three.
All right.
Three, two, one.
Kids go here because it's close to California.
Cancun?
No, because they can go over the border.
Oh, Mexico City?
No. They can go, it's right near the border of California. Like
Tijuana?
Yes. She's got the big boobs and she was in
Selma Hayek.
Yes. He's just going to be at the Lyric Opera. I saw he's a opera.
Placido
singer.
Domingo.
Yes. This is a place in Mexico. It's a beach town. Skip. You drink this.
10 seconds.
Margarita.
No, it's what
tequila.
What, yeah. I was just an hour and a half south of here.
Cancun.
Yes. The lady with the one eyebrow.
Frida Kahlo.
Time.
Yes.
I share a birthday with her.
Oh, isn't that nice?
That's awesome. What was the beach that you...
Puerto Vallarta.
No, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't have... I couldn't think of any way to do that one at all.
How many did we get there?
Six.
Six? That's not bad.
I like how they got Caesar Millian on here.
They do? The dog whisperer?
The dog whisperer.
Steve Dale hates him.
Okay. They have a feud.
Seriously.
Oh, Ryan Murphy
Serious.
Did a show about him.
Oh, Ryan Murphy. We got that one almost got lost. Ryan Murphy was going to do a show about them. Very funny, Dan.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, are you ready, Esmeralda? I'll give you clues.
Yes.
For some clues.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No.
Is that the title of the card?
Baby, it's cold outside. All about Russia.
What is going on right now?
No. All right.
What are you?
I'm not going to do well here, I don't think. Okay?
All right. 3, 2, 1.
He's shirtless and he hangs out with Trump.
Vladimir Putin.
But she was on that 70s show. She's now married to Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, Mila Kunis.
It's the political system that didn't work real
Communism.
Well. Communism. He's an incredible a ballet dancer.
Oh, Baryshnikov?
Full name.
Ooh, Mikhail Baryshnikov.
That's right. The capital of Russia. The big city. The big city where the Kremlin is. The big.
Okay. Remember.
It's two syllables. The second syllable is an animal that goes moo.
Moscow.
Okay. Let's see. It's very, very cold there.
10 seconds.
Russia.
No. All right. Hold on. It's the clear liquor that they drink.
Oh, vodka.
It's where the Olympics were a couple years ago.
Oh, man. I couldn't.
Time.
Okay.
The light went dark there for a second in the studio. What was the cold? It's cold there, really?
Siberia.
Oh.
It's the coldest place in Russia.
Okay.
So.
News to me.
Yeah. Well, when someone talks about going to a very cold place, Siberia comes up a lot. Like, if you're like, oh, man, it's as cold as Siberia out there.
Antarctica.
Siberia is colder than Antarctica.
Greenland.
Can I say my grandfather was actually stationed in Vladivostok? Siberia.
Is that right?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. You would have gotten it, Mary.
Yeah, so I get it all the time because that's all he talked about was Vladivostok.
Was it cold?
Oh, yeah.
The coldest.
This was World War I, by the way.
Oh.
It was even colder.
So, yeah. Yeah, and he lived to be 102, so it didn't harm him.
See, maybe there's something about being in cold weather.
Yes.
Makes you hardy.
Yeah, I think he liked Siberia.
He liked it. Okay, very cool.
Just a little tidbit.
Thank you. By the way, the Olympics were in Sochi.
Oh. Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that.
I should have said, like, yellow water.
What?
Yeah, because during the Olympics, there was no heat.
Right.
The water was all rusty.
That wouldn't have helped.
Okay. All right. So after the first round, what are we doing here?
We are tied up, continuing the trend.
Wow.
6-6.
The ties in these games getting a little crazy, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
A little crazy.
Well, maybe you should start losing more. Just a thought.
Just a thought. Okay.
Why don't you go to Siberia?
Yeah. What's the name of the place again, Mary, where he was at?
Vladivostok.
Vladivostok.
Yes.
Vladivostok.
And he had a heavy Flemish accent, so he would spit when he said
Oh.
It was awesome. I loved my little papa.
That's fantastic.
We should do a remote from there.
Yeah.
Oh, get Steve Bertrand on the phone.
Yeah, call Bertrand up. We'll set up a trip.
Vladivostok.
This has got to be after we see Lou do the flamenco. That's the
Oh, okay.
That's the goal. All right. We got a break here. We got weather and traffic, and then we got we'll fly through the rest of the celebrity name game. Yeah, man. Wildcard Wednesday wrapping up. 502 requested Wipers in their song Follow Blind.
Not Joy Division 2.
That's what it sounds like. That's exactly what it sounds like. Did they pick Wipers because people are still using them on their car and they have been all night? Hold on a minute now. Wait. Hold it.
All right.
See, because it's raining.
Mm-hmm.
It was raining last night. You had to use your wipers.
Right.
Okay. All right, we're tied at 6, right?
Yep.
Okay, second round here.
Anything round?
Anything. Anything at all. 75 seconds on the clock. Esmeralda will give and I shall receive.
3, 2, 1.
The hips guy, and he dances, and he
Elvis Presley.
Yes.
What? Yes. Okay, what? I'm sorry.
All right, I couldn't remember. He just wanted to be a real boy.
Pinocchio.
Yes. I love her. She kills the TV show. Joss Whedon. She kills the people you like.
Oh, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yes. This is with the apple, and she eats it.
Sleeping Beauty?
No, she eats it, and now we're all bad people, and we have to wear clothes because they were naked in the
place. Oh, Eve?
Yeah, but both of them.
Adam and Eve.
Yes. What's in Wisconsin, the team that
Milwaukee
everyone
Brewers?
Hates? No, the football.
Oh, the Green Bay Packers.
Yes. This is the movie with the shark, and he eats the...
I wish you could see the little hand movements, by the way.
Make
it's Jaws.
Hand, yeah.
Jaws.
Oh, he passed away last year. Starman.
Oh, David Bowie.
Yes. You go for Flies in the Thing. Oh.
You said, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
This they eat, they get nuts, and they eat them, and
squirrels?
They hide them. Yes.
Time.
You know, it's funny, you said, it's a good thing you said he passed away last year, because when you said Starman, I immediately thought of Jeff Bridges. I thought of the movie Starman immediately.
No.
Yeah. No, that's not. That's not right. That movie rules, though, Starman. All right, what's the thing there?
8 tallies for a total of 14.
Marty McFly, by the way.
Was on there?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I said fly. I wasn't even, I was just thinking of they fly in the thing.
The DeLorean.
Yes.
All right. 75 seconds?
Yep.
Are you? Tell me when I'm going to go.
All right. You'll go in 3, 2, 1.
He played Donnie Darko. His sister is Maggie.
Oh, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Right. He was one of the Apple dudes. He's dead.
Steve
they made
Jobs.
Two movies out of him. She dated Bieber. She's very funny on Powerless right now. She's the Spanish girl
Selena
who dated
Gomez.
Yes, she's great
she's on TV.
She's great on Powerless. The former first lady,
Michelle Obama.
Right. The beer that made St. It's made in St. Louis. There's Clydesdales.
Oh, Budweiser.
Right. They hold up the cub. The monkey holds up the cub.
Oh, Lion King.
Right. Howie Mandel, look at this briefcase. Want it?
The deal. How to make a deal. Make big deal.
Just skip it.
Okay.
She makes all
Who
kinds.
Who wants to make a deal?
No.
Okay.
She was in jail and she does all kinds of stuff, cooking and
Oh, Martha Stewart.
Right. Massachusetts, city in Massachusetts.
Boston.
10 seconds.
The host of the late The Daily Show right now.
Oh, Trevor Noah.
Right. Okay. We'll go back to the very briefcase. Do you want it?
No.
Do you want it?
Time.
What?
Deal or no deal?
Oh.
You got every other one of them. You said deal like 43 times, and you.
I love that you used Trevor Noah.
No, that was a clue.
Oh, that
you
was
got
a clue.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you were trying to use that as a.
No. All right, we got to move here, right?
By the way, not Selena Gomez.
Yeah, you were thinking of Vanessa Hudgens.
Oh,
yeah.
Vanessa Hudgens. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. She's awesome on Powerless, by the way.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Ready?
9 for 15.
The envelope, please. The Academy
Oscars?
Awards.
Oh, okay.
This makes sense.
La La Land, best picture.
3, 2, 1.
This is where they do the awards.
Hollywood?
Yes. He was the Joker in the new...
Jack Nicholson?
No, in the Suicide
Heath Ledger?
Squad.
Jared Leto.
Yes. Again, the shark.
Jaws?
Yes. This guy, and he's the tiny, he did, tiny director. He kind of talks like this. Oh, what's
Martin Scorsese?
Yes. Your favorite guy.
You got to be more specific.
Your favorite.
Jeff Bridges.
All right.
Matthew McConaughey.
Yes. This is they're looking for that fish. What's that movie?
10 seconds.
Finding.
Yeah.
Oh, which one? Finding Dory?
The first one.
Finding. What the hell? Nemo. Finding
yes.
Nemo.
She was in Zorro. She's married
Catherine
to Michael
Zeta-Jones.
Douglas.
Yeah. Time.
I couldn't think of any movies Martin Scorsese did.
So you did a great imitation of him, though. He kind of talks like this.
Yeah,
like he's Regis Philbin yeah. through directing movies.
Oh, Regis should interview him. Anyway.
All right. What do we get there?
8 for 22.
Okay. All right. You ready? Drool alert. People's sexiest men alive.
Oh, boy.
All right. Get ready to drool, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
He just got married. He was a bad. He played Batman in the worst Batman
movie. George Clooney.
Right. He was the Martian. His best friend is
Matt Damon.
Right. Married to Angelina Jolie, or maybe they're
Brad
not
Pitt.
Anymore. Right. Was just nominated for Fences. He didn't win.
Denzel Washington.
Right. He was in Magic Mike. He strips.
Channing Tatum.
Right. Matt Damon's friend. You hate him.
Ben Affleck.
Right. He's Australian. He's got a brother, and he plays Thor.
Oh my gosh. I can't remember the
okay.
name.
Okay, let's
no,
skip
pass.
It. Tremendous actor who was in the Sherlock Holmes reboot. He's Watson. His last name is what you must follow, according to the police. You must not break the law. Jude Law.
Oh.
Chris Hemsworth was the other.
She said Gattaca.
Gattaca. Then you would have said Ethan Hawke.
Oh, that's true.
So Chris Hemsworth was the other.
Okay.
All right. We ready for final round?
Yep.
75 seconds.
3, 2, 1.
The guy that the Deal or No Deal guy. He's on that
Howie
show.
Mandel.
Yeah. But
what's the show America's Got Talent.
Yes.
Darth Vader.
My father. Yeah.
You are my father. Okay. Go.
This is in the Kardashian clan, but not the Kardashian. She's the
Jenner. Kylie Jenner.
No, but it's a Jenner, but...
Bruce Jenner?
Yeah, but who, what's...
Oh, Caitlyn Jenner.
Now? This is the thing you talk into, and it's got
a
that
phone?
Apple on it.
An iPhone?
Yes. This is a TV show on Netflix. It's about the prison and the ladies.
Orange is the New Black.
Yes. This is...
King Kong?
No.
Tarzan?
Yes. Where you buy the furniture from Sweden?
IKEA.
It's got the big feet, and Spock did the song about him.
Frodo.
Yeah, but what's his
Baggins,
name?
Frodo Baggins.
This is the guy from Facebook, the jerk boss from Facebook.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Yes, and then this is, what is the moon? What's the opposite?
The sun.
Yes, done.
Wow. Nice job. All right, let's before the last round, let's find out what's coming up on the opening bell, and we'll get a recap on how many I need to tie here or whatever. All right, here's Steve. Hey, Steve.
That was a lightning round. Congratulations. Yeah. That was good. Coming up next on the opening bell, are you worried a robot or artificial intelligence is going to take your job? It's going to happen. We're here to tell you. The question is, how do we survive if we can't make money? We'll talk to an expert at the University of Virginia who's written a lot about this next on the opening bell.
All right,
have a great day.
Thanks, Steve. Bye. If a robot takes over my job, it's time for Fly Jam Fridays.
Straight out of context.
It is time for Straight Out of Context.
That's about it.
Have you seen those videos, though, of those robots that there was one where they push them and then they get back up and
yeah.
they pick up.
There's some of them now that can fold clothes and make waffles.
Yeah, we're done.
We're done.
We're done.
They're scary.
Okay, open the pod bay doors, Al. All right, how many do I need here? Or how many
There's no way. To overcome the lead, because it is 32 to 21.
Oh, so even if you get all these, you'll still be one behind. All right, you ready? 75
yeah.
seconds on the clock.
3, 2, 1.
This is he's an Avenger. He's very, very patriotic. He's got a shield.
Captain America.
Right. This is the rockin' New Year's Eve. He hosted American Bandstand. Right. The basketball team in Massachusetts.
Boston Celtics.
Right. Oh, for art thou? No. I'm sorry.
Shakespeare, Romeo and
yeah,
Juliet.
Yeah, no. I'm holding a skull.
Hamlet.
Yes. To be or not to be is what I should have said. this was the little girl who was on that fashion, or the horrible reality show. The little fat girl, she was in.
Oh, Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah. A movie with Dustin Hoffman. He was.
Rain Man.
No. Early. He was like 18
Graduate.
When he made it. Right. The guys who make great ice cream.
Ben and Jerry's.
Right. He melted, and it scared the crap out of the kids. He had the carrot for a nose.
The Snowman.
What's his name?
Frosty the Snowman.
Right. Living La Vida Loca.
Ricky Martin.
And a TV show about mortuary with that was dead people.
6 Feet Under.
Right. There you go. Got them all.
Still gonna win.
Oh, man. All right. Well,
you're welcome again.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
It's Esmeralda. She'll be here tomorrow, and so will we. And the news is in 5 seconds.